An advisory committee made up of Holyoke residents and appointed officials, including members of the Conservation Commission and Redevelopment Authority, will explore alternative uses for the Mount Tom power plant.
The point of this committee is not to tell the Mount Tom coal plant to shut down. The point is to provide recommendations to the city just so we can prepare.
Holyoke Mayor Alex Moore says the power plant provides the city with both tax revenue and jobs.
I've been in discussions with leadership at the Mount Tom coal plant. The future is uncertain. We're finding that these coal plants all across the country are slowly being decommissioned. So we just want to make sure that we're proactive, that when and if that does happen, we're ready to replace it with more tax revenue and more jobs.
The plant's owner, GDF Suez, said there are no plans to shut down the plant at this time. Spokesman Charles Burnham, in an email, said economic conditions, including the low price of natural gas, have resulted in Mount Tom running less than it had in the past. The Mount Tom plant, which opened in 1960, has a capacity to burn 1,200 tons of coal a day and generate enough electricity for a city twice the size of Holyoke. But because its power is relatively expensive, the plant apparently operates only when demand for electricity peaks. The plant is no longer the economic engine for Holyoke it once was. City Councilor Aaron Vega says the plant pays taxes based on its production.
Years ago, they were one of the top five taxpayers. Recently, though, last year alone, the plant operated for less than 80 hours the entire year. So we are not seeing the revenue that we used to see from that plant already realized.
Last fall, half the 60 workers at the plant were laid off, according to IBEW Local 455. Vega said he hopes the plant can be replaced by something that will add to the city's tax base.
There is still revenue from there that comes in, a couple hundred thousand dollars, which is still crucial to our budget. But again, it's much less than it used to be, and it is not the full value of the property.
Advisory committee member Liz Budd said the group hopes to complete its work in about a year.
Well, it would be great if like a recreation area or a river access point was put there, and maybe even, like a hotel or something that would bring people to the city as a destination point.
As part of its work, the advisory committee will look at what has happened to old coal plants across the country. It's known that some have been converted to natural gas. It's unknown if the infrastructure exists to do that with Mount Tom. Environmentalists have had their sights on the Mount Tom plant for decades. Drew Grandy, an organizer with the Sierra Club, encouraged the city of Holyoke to come up with a plan to reuse the site of the coal plant.
They're dinosaurs, and their time is coming to an end. It's time to move on to an energy for the new century, the new American century here.
Despite its very sparse use in recent years, Grandy claims research finds the Mount Tom plant is still a major contributor to the unhealthy air quality that plagues most of the lower Pioneer Valley. Plant spokesman Charles Burnham said Mount Tom remains below all existing emission limits established by both state and federal regulators. The plant installed $57 million in pollution control equipment in 2009. The only other coal-powered plant still operating in Massachusetts and not yet scheduled to close, according to the Sierra Club, is the Braden Point plant in Somerset on the South Coast. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.